It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. This is news to me. It's important to click on the air when you start broadcasting. Otherwise, you're just talking to yourself in a small, padded room. But hello, hello everyone in comm. I've made it into comm too. Surprise, surprise. hello to F Fog and Claudio M. Northern Lights, good to see you. Perrin, thank you for tuning in. Stug, thanks. Man, what an adventure. I hope I wasn't too annoying, whatever I was talking about just now. You never know. I did an electronic music show for a while on an online radio, so sometimes those pop up as the repeat instead of other stuff. So, hey, HATC 1977. Hello, hello. I'm on TOPS 2, TOPS 20. I don't know what that is. Is that the exclamation point? In COM is pretty dang cool. Bronzy Beat is beating me by 12 now. Shucks. But hello, hello. COM is how we chat, and if you want to chat, you can jump in. That's what I'm talking to you right now. Just SSH over to SDF, and then type COM at the command prompt, COM. You'll drop into the chat program. You press G for go to, and a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. You are in the channel where the fun is happening. So that's what's going on there. top 20 is the exclamation point command, and that will show you the top 20 damn good cyber chatters. But Perrin is talking about TOPS 20, which is Tweenix, an old operating system that's running on one of the SDF cluster machines. So there we go. SDF's magical. You can explore it for years and barely plumb, you know, and barely get figured out through it all that. Hey, SMJ. Hello, hello. Hey, Fog. So here, let's do all our housekeeping all at once, trying to get it all done before 10 minutes after, because, well, shucks, you know. I was late. I was late starting the broadcast, so we gotta hurry. But let's do this. Cat VoIP text. Are you ready? Here we go. We're gonna do the official part. You ready?
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. Anon Radio is powered by SDF, and this is news to me, a show that airs every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Anon Radio at 1900 UTC. Sometimes I'm late, sometimes I might click the play button at the wrong time, but you know what? I'm almost always here, eventually, and always, you know, show starts at 1900 UTC. Starting and trying out a new thing, there's going to be a call-in show on the 28th of October, which is a Thursday. We're going to do about four people, talk to four different listeners for about 4 to 5 minutes, and we'll talk about your favorite story of the month. Any story you've heard so far is fair game. If you want to participate, I'm asking you to please leave a voicemail at extension 1908. It's 1908, that's my extension, in the directory. And you can go over there and just let me know what your username is and what story or topic you want to talk about. And then that way I can be sure and set up a few little stingers. And I need to know by the 23rd because I'm going to record these little sounds to play in between the things. So if you want to participate or want to do that, leave a voicemail at 1908. And then during the call-in show, you can just jump on in and we'll talk, and it'll be a fun time. If we don't get we don't fill up all the spots in the voicemail, like getting the little voicemail thing, that at least shows me that you know how to use VoIP properly to be able to make the call. If not, that's fine. We'll just take live calls during the show, or at least we'll take a few. So anyway, that's what's going on there in the VoIP land. But I wanted to be sure and let you guys know all about that. And that's my ad copy, SMJ. I hope you like it. But yeah, the 28th, leave me a voicemail or you can call in. But I'm hoping the voicemail will work. I'm getting I'll let you in on a little on the surprise I was thinking of. Oh man!
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
We're gonna end up playing a song before we even get to the news. One of the things that I thought was fun is I've got a desk phone, like a red phone to hang on the wall that I've got coming in, and a VoIP gateway so that I can connect it up and set it up so that I can just talk on the desk phone into the show. I'm hoping it will add a little character. Anyway, let's go ahead. Yeah, for when the premiere calls. Actually, I was going to get a red, like, desk phone that looks like the Batman emergency phone kind of thing. But it was $50, and it was going to take, like, it's going to take 1 million years to get here. And so I was like, I'll buy the $20 cheapo version. Anyway. All right, well, let's go ahead and knock out. So we're going to do this. Let's check this out. I wanted to do some less sad stories. So these first couple stories aren't totally sad. They're not super bummers, okay? And then we'll get into the sad stuff later. All right. Well, here, we'll run through a few. First, South Africa. Helium, South Africa strikes new gold. That's right. In a grassy plain in South Africa, once the world's largest gold producer, prospectors have stumbled upon a new treasure in helium. Popularly known for birthday balloons and squeaky voices, helium plays an underappreciated role in medical scanners, superconductors, and space travel. It's also rare, produced by fewer than 10 countries, and often treated as a waste product in natural gas wells. Natural gas is what Stefano Morani and Nick Michelle had on their minds when they bought gas rights on an 87,000-hectare piece of land in the Free State province in 2012 for just $1. $1! When they had their gas finds tested, they discovered unusually high amounts of helium mixed in with the gas that mean their dollar investment could be worth billions with a B. Their company, Renergen, is almost ready to start producing both natural gas and helium, placing South Africa on an elite map with helium reserves that could be the richest and cleanest in the world. Those first tests... good one, Claudio. Those first tests revealed helium concentrations of 2-4%. In the United States, helium is extracted at concentrations as low as 0.3%. That was when we knew we had something special. It was really the right place, right time. Further exploration has found concentrations as high as 12%. Other major producers are Qatar and Algeria. So this is going to be big news out here in South Africa. So we'll see how that plays out. But I just thought that was really exciting, especially because helium is used in all sorts of really cool science. So, you know, Alexei Navalny, world famous poisoning, nerve agent survivor, Russia's favorite person to pick on. Well, the European Parliament on Wednesday awarded the Sakharov Prize for Human Rights to jailed Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. Last year, he survived a poisoning attack he blames on the Kremlin. Navalny's organization described the award as a victory for all supporters of truth. The Sakharov Prize. Oh, they spell it different because this is France 24. Is, of course, an award for you all. To all the people who are not indifferent, who even in the darkest of times are not afraid to speak the truth. So, I thought that was good. Happy for Navalny. Last year, Belarus opposition is who won the prize. And before that, it looks like, who was 2019? A jailed Uyghur, Ilham Tohti, won the prize for his work. So, hey, congrats, SMJ. Pre-ordering your next car is a big deal. So, that's really cool. Aptera. We'll find out what that is soon. Russia is calling for an inclusive Afghan government in talks with the Taliban. Russia hosted talks on Afghanistan on Wednesday involving senior representatives of the Taliban and other factions, a round of diplomacy that underlines Moscow's clout. Opening the talks, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized that forming a really inclusive government fully reflected the interests of not only all ethnic groups, but all political forces of the country, and is necessary to achieve a stable peace in Afghanistan. Russia's worked for years to establish contacts with the Taliban, even though it has designated the group a terrorist organization in 2003 and never took it off the list. Any contact with such groups is punishable under Russian law, but the foreign ministry has responded to questions about the apparent contradiction by saying that exchanges with the Taliban are essential for helping stabilize Afghanistan. Soviet Union fought a 10-year war there that ended with its troops withdrawing in 1989. In recent years, Moscow's made a strong comeback as an influential power broker in international talks on Afghanistan, hosting the Taliban representatives and members of other factions for bilateral and multilateral meetings. So, this is, I thought this was good news, because this is good news for the world. If Russia can help stabilize Afghanistan, more power to them.
Get the news over with.
Man.
I want to hear the music.
We can't, even though it's good news, we got to hurry it up and get through it. Which I think we did okay. This is going to be Sweet Caroline, sung by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know that it's going strong. Wasn't a spring. Came a summer, who'd have believed that you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline,
the times
never felt so bad.
Shoulders, how can I hurt when I'm holding you? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, the time never seems so good. I've been inclined to believe.
Listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Ah, that's right. Welcome, welcome back. This is news to me. Sorry, I got excited. News to me. We were here for another about 9 minutes or so. We've all been ogling at SMJ's car. He's getting an Aptera, or he's ordered an Aptera. And it is the world's first solar electric vehicle that requires no charging for most daily use, giving you the freedom to do more with less impact on the planet. And it looks really cool. It looks kind of futuristic. It looks like it's a, is it a three-wheel vehicle? Anyway, it's when the wings open up, when the doors open, they open upward, and it looks pretty neat. So, anyway, we're going to go ahead and stop thinking about that. And jump over and talk about some news, because that's where we are at. What? That's right. We got lots to talk about.
World news.
And
it's time for that news.
All right, so let's go through this. Since there's so much and not enough time, I'm going to skip all the people going to jail section. which was quite a few. First, North Korea confirms tests of a new type of submarine-launched missile. If you remember, we talked about when they announced that they could launch missiles from a train. Now they can launch it from a submarine. North Korea has confirmed it test-fired a new submarine-launched ballistic missile, a day after South Korea reported the launch of what it said appeared to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile from North Korea's east coast. State media on Wednesday said on Wednesday a new type of submarine-launched ballistic missile had been launched and released a series of photos. The device had lots of advanced control guidance technologies, North Korea's state news agency, Korea Central News Agency, said, adding it was fired from the same vessel that the North used in its first submarine-launched ballistic missile test 5 years ago. The report didn't mention Kim Jong-un, suggesting he did not watch the test. The launch near the city of Sinpo, where Pyongyang has a major shipyard building submarines, is the fifth since September the 8th this year, and the first test on an SLBM, since 2019. The North is banned from missile tests under United Nations sanctions. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency closed-door meeting on North Korea on Wednesday at the request of the United States and United Kingdom. Pyongyang has been gradually improving its military arsenal since talks on denuclearization broke down in 2019, following the collapse of the Hanoi summit between Kim and President Trump. So, that's going on there. Not the best thing for the world, but hey, North Korea has been pretty much beat up by the West its entire existence. Putin is keeping Russian workers home for a week as COVID deaths surge. That's right, COVID deaths back in the news. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday backed the cabinet's proposal to declare a non-working week and keep Russian workers away from their offices as coronavirus deaths surged to another daily record. The government task force on Wednesday reported 1,028 coronavirus deaths over the past 24 hours, the highest number since the start of the pandemic. That brought Russia's death toll to 226,353, which is by far the highest in Europe. Putin said Wednesday he supports the cabinet's proposal to introduce a non-working period starting October 30th and extending through the following week. Welcome, welcome, Fulcrum. Thank you for joining in on Radio Incom. In some regions, mounting infections forced authorities to suspend medical assistance to the population as healthcare facilities were forced to focus on treating coronavirus patients. So, about 45 million Russians, or 32% of the country's nearly 146 million people, are vaccinated. Even though Russia, in August 2020, became the first country of the world to authorize a coronavirus vaccine, and vaccines are plentiful, Russians have shown hesitancy about getting the shots, a skepticism blamed on conflicting signals sent by authorities. And that kind of extends to our other story. South Africa is rejecting Russian Sputnik vaccine over HIV fears. South Africa's health products regulator on Monday said it would not approve Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine due to concerns it could increase the risk of HIV infection among men. The decision was based on earlier studies testing the safety of a modified form of adenovirus, a type of virus that causes respiratory infections, known as the AD5 and contained in the Russian jab. Use of the Sputnik V vaccine in South Africa, a setting of a high HIV prevalence and incidence, may increase the risk of a vaccinated male's acquiring HIV. The regulatory body said the company behind the application for the use of Sputnik V in South Africa had no proof the formula would be safe. So this is bad news there, but hopefully it just means that they'll get some other vaccines and not just forego vaccines altogether. More people, we're running out of time, so sorry. There are more and more people dying in India. More than 100 people died after heavy rainfall triggered flash floods in the northern state of Uttarakhand and parts of Nepal. Homes were submerged or crushed by rocks, swept into them by landslides. Some 50 people, including 5 from a single family, died in Uttarakhand and a similar number in Nepal, with dozens of more missing in both nations. And this is the part that blew me away. Over 328 millimeters of rain fell in 24 hours. That's 12.9 inches of rain in one day. Can you imagine? It's like, it sure is raining a lot. Well, how much? Well, we got a foot of rain last night. That's just unbelievable. It's incredible. So anyway, lots of people are dying and struggling because of all of that rain. Good news, bright news, Rachel Levine is a transgender official sworn in as a four-star admiral. The U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health has been sworn in as the first transgender four-star officer in the country's history. Dr. Rachel Levine, age 63, is now an admiral of the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. Dr. Levine was appointed by President Joe Biden and is already the highest-ranking openly transgender official in the U.S. So I thought that was big news, worth mentioning. Meanwhile, across Africa, major churches are still strongly opposing LGBTQ rights. AfricaNews.com has a great piece about that. But like I said, we're running out of time, so I can't hit it. There was a bomb, a bombing of a bus in Damascus. Activision fired 20 employees after the harassment claims had been finished up. Netflix employees are walking out over Chappelle's transgender special, or offensive transphobic special. And in Maryland, a zebra escaped a zoo and then died in an illegal trap. A group of escaped zebras have spent almost 2 months running wild through East Maryland suburbs, and one of them died, and a blow to thousands who followed the animal's bid for freedom. So, Maryland's had some zoos, had some zebras running around that didn't make the news or didn't catch my news. But anyhow, hey, David1342, goodbye, have a good one. All right, and let's see, what else do we got going on? Well, the Parkland shooter pleaded guilty. Walter Reed had a lockdown under threats of a bomb in an active shooter situation. And, well, what else? Lots of people are going to get arrested. Just all sorts of stuff going on. I wish I had more time. I will do better tomorrow. But until then, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy Tobe and the Dubious Skulls Committee. That's coming up in just a few seconds. So let's just play some outro music. What? Outro music? Yeah, outro.
Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Skulls Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Touching me, touching you.
Seven.